Now, I love coming up against my limitations in my meditation. I love that. There have been moments where I have sat and I thought I was going insane, that my body was so ready to let go, and I just had to ride it long enough till it finally did. But I have sat with my body long enough to understand that I have had moments where I've thought I was really losing my mind, and it was really a huge part of my old self. And that if you come up against your limitation in a meditation, your job is to move back into the present moment, become conscious that you're going in the wrong direction, settle your body back down into the present moment, and every time you do it, you're reconditioning that body to a new mind. And just like my stallion, when I pull those reins in and I wait for him, and I don't care if I have to wait, I wait for him to let out that snort. And the moment he blows that air out, I know he's surrendering to me. And we take a step and he turns his head towards the mares. We're not going anywhere. And sooner or later, he acquiesces to me. And when the horse and the rider are one, when the mind and body are working together, you are in an elevated state. It's the most wonderful feeling in the world. You with me?
Yes.
So, I'm going to play a few songs. And in those few songs, you are going to practice pulling your mind out of your body. And if I see any of you yawn, I'm going to come over there and stick my finger in your mouth. There's no time to yawn in this. We'll play a few songs. And listen, I'm a passionate person. And when I listen to that music, it moves me. I get inspired. And inspiration is the movement of energy. And let that music move you. There'll be two songs. I will lead you through two songs. And what is the purpose of this breath? To turn on the parasympathetic nervous system? No. To oxygenate the brain? No. But all of those things will happen anyway. But it is to pull the mind out of the body and bring it back into the brain, to free the body from the chains of those emotional addictions and free it from the past. And you have to use your body as an instrument of consciousness, and you got to coax this energy out. And I swear to you, there'll come a moment if you continue this, it's going to come out and it's going to go right into your brain and it's going to be euphoria for you. And we captured it in Phoenix. Then after you begin to generate that field, we'll do an open focus meditation just to practice becoming aware of the space around you, getting acquainted with who? The true self, who you really are. Put your awareness on it, it grows. You take your awareness off it, it disappears. Take your awareness off on your nose, you put your awareness on your nose, it exists. Take your awareness off your nose, you don't know you have one. So you're going to put your awareness on that space. And then I'm going to ask you to surrender into nothing. Don't start to obsess about time. Lose yourself as pure consciousness, just an awareness in the midst of possibility. And just know that the longer you invest your energy there, the more you're creating the unknown. You with me? And if you find your mind returning to the familiar, simply become aware of it. Come back to the present moment and unfold into the blackness of forever. You with me? Did you hear me say visualize whales in space or anything like that? Okay. Then after that happens, there'll be a short pause and we are going into nothing. And when you move into nothing, you are moving into potential. You understand that. Now this is the place to create. So then when I say to you, what was that first belief about yourself in your life that you want to change? And do you want to continue believing and perceiving this way? And if you don't, I want you to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision is greater than the hardwired program and the emotional addiction. And I want you to come out of your resting state and your body should respond to a new mind. And when you make that decision, the hair on the back of your neck should stand up and you are emulating the divine and you are rewriting the program in that second. And you are signaling new genes electromagnetically in new ways. You with me?
Yes.
And then I'm going to say to you, what do you want to believe and perceive about yourself and your life? And then you have to move into that state of being of what you want to believe in. You have to bring up the feeling of it. And you have to live in it and linger in it and make it a choice. And then I'm going to say to you, make that choice with such firm intention that it is law and the choice is an experience you never forget. And I'm going to say to you in this moment now, how would you live from this belief? And just let the pictures go. You're reorganizing circuitry in your brain. Your brain is not a static piece of flesh. It is all watery vascular connections that are connecting and unconnecting. And in that moment, your brain is highly plastic and coherent. You with me? And then I'm going to say, surrender it now to a greater mind and allow it to execute it in a way that's right for you. And we'll bring up that second one. You got it? Your job is to stay present. Listen to me. Some of you are tired. I'm watching your energy. Some of you are tired. And I want you to use this breath to wake that body of yours up. Do you hear me? If you do this breath properly and you're contracting those intrinsic muscles, you will go from being fatigued all of a sudden to be energized because you're becoming more energy and less matter. Would you agree? And I want your best. We are ascending our energy. And when you saw those pictures of the field around the body, we've already measured it. We already know it's true. But you can't sit there and think about your cat and who's feeding it back home or what kind of wine you're going to have for dinner tonight. You're not going to get there that way. Remember? Adam reaching for God, you got to reach for it. You with me? All right, give me your best. Here we go. Lower the lights, please. Sit up straight. Remove your watch if you're wearing it, please. If you have glasses on, take it off. If you got things going on around your belt, loosen it up. Here we go. Love you guys.